I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along. May we never, ever be canceled. Here are three big things you need to know right now. I told you we'd be in for a long, cold, wet May. That's number three. I told you that, didn't I? I said it during the long, wonderfully warm March. I said we'll pay for it. Now we are. Hope the weather clears up. And I hope you win a Grilla Grill Silverback. I'll tell you about that. Number two, the wet weather may be, you know, kind of downer for some people, but it's great for morel mushroom hunting, which is a big deal this year. About the best year a lot of folks have seen. Not me. I've had some luck. Haven't gotten crazy. Today, I'm getting ready, though, because tomorrow is the secret trip. Once a year, we get one. Ivy and I do. And number one, another back to normal day here in Michigan. Back to work, back to school, back to the normal lying and covering up. Back to Florida. Yeah. Governor Whitmer, this is the Detroit News headline. Detroit News, it's the story we've been telling you about for the last couple of weeks. It's finally gone mainstream. Isn't it great that you can listen to this program and get the news 2 weeks ahead of time? We told you the governor had taken a private plane to Florida before it was confirmed. I'll tell you else. What else you're going to find out? The Michigan State Police advance team was in Florida a day ahead of time. You're going to find out that more people were on that plane than just the governor. Oh, and by the way, the governor, who is such a climate change proponent to protect the environment, why would she fly on a Gulfstream 280 by herself or with just a couple of other folks? If she cares so much about the environment, is she so important that she can burn a hole in the ozone layer? Just throwing that out there for conversation. Just something to reflect on. But here it is from the Detroit News. The private plane Governor Gretchen Whitmer took to visit her father out of state is shared by three of Michigan's most prominent political donors. The Nicholson family of PVS Chemicals. The Maroon family of the trucking company Central Transport. And the Cotton family, which formerly ran Meridian Health. They are among those who use the Gulfstream G280 flown by Air Eagle, according to sources with knowledge of that arrangement. The Maroon family denying any knowledge of this, but did say it's a partner in Air Eagle. The Maroon family, not asked and was not aware the governor used an Air Eagle aircraft to fly to Florida to visit her father, so said Esther Jensen, a spokeswoman for the family. The governor's use of a private plane for personal matters that she has continued to try to cover up has resulted in a lot of criticism, to say the least. A lot of criticism. I mean, she did not come clean about it. That's all we ask, Governor. Come clean. Because what we need is honesty and transparency. And you said it was going to be the Sunshine Administration. I don't think you meant Sunshine State is in Florida. I think you meant you were going to tell the truth about your visit to Florida. Now, the Air Eagle business address, same as PVS Chemicals, that according to state business filings and the Detroit News article here. Now, according to Charlie LaDuff, who will be with me here next week on the program, who's been doing a lot of digging here, she flew from Lansing on March 12th, landing in Palm Beach International Airport, returned to Lansing March 15th. That's not at all what her spokesperson said, though. Not at all. In fact, the governor did not go on spring break. She's not left the state in over a month, so said her spokesperson, who described the trip as very brief, 2 full days or less. Well, from the 12th to the 15th is a long weekend. It's not 2 full days or less. Another lie. And there's the problem. Is it keeps getting backed up. Okay, so she was out on a road building project yesterday, the governor. And a reporter from WWTV, Eric Lloyd, steps up and says, okay, what about this Charlie LaDuff story in Deadline Detroit? What do you have to say about it, governor? Here's what she said.
Today, Deadline Detroit had a report about, they say that you went to Detroit businessmen to ask for their private plane to go to Florida to visit your dad. I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond to that report. I mean, who paid for that trip when you went down to Florida?
I've said everything I'm going to say about my trip to go check on my father. It was a quick trip. It was an important family reason for doing it, and I've got nothing to add.
The issue is, Governor, that your office has been very secretive about it. And so the question is, why so secretive about it? Why not come public to the public, to Michiganders or Michiganers?
We don't discuss my travel. I have received an incredible number of death threats over the last year and a half. There are a lot of reasons that we don't discuss how I travel and when I travel, and that's all I'm going to say at this point.
Thank you.
Any other on-topic
questions on those visits? Can you at least share the dates of that travel?
I've told you I've said everything I'm going to say at that right now.
Yeah, cut him off again. 3 for 3. Cut him off. I'm not going to talk about that. I've had all these death threats. If you've had all of these death threats, why did you not inform the state police in Florida, Governor? I mean, I've been saying this for weeks. Governor, when did you travel? How long did you go? Who traveled with you? Who paid for the private flight? Who from the Michigan State Police went? How did they get there, the advance team that went the day ahead of time? Did they fly home on the private jet, or did they make other arrangements? How did this all work, Governor? Have you reported this as a campaign contribution? How does it reflect the going rate for that plane for what you did, $40,000, according to Charlie LaDuff at Deadline Detroit? I think Charlie's probably square on the numbers. How is that going to appear? Because let's be honest, the first quarter campaign filings will already have been done because that was March that she flew. Therefore, those filings would have been put in April and should be available today. So we need to see if that trip appears on her filings for her campaign. That would be required, apparently, according to what I'm told. But again, she went for 4 days not to. And all she has to do is come clean about it. Michigan Republican Party Executive Director Jason Rose says that Whitmer is compounding her lies. Governor Whitmer lied about her trip to Florida, compounding her lies by refusing to disclose the cost of the private plane she used, if she paid for her personal trip, or what the fair market value of that payment was. Jason Rowe is right. Yes, he's a partisan, but he's right about that. And she ran a campaign based on transparency, her so-called Sunshine Plan. Well, the Sunshine Plan seems like it's a little cloudy today, with a chance of thunderstorms. Because now that WWTV has asked, now that the Detroit News has asked, Charlie the Duff has asked, Great Lakes News has asked, everybody has asked, and I have been asking for weeks, Governor. What's up? Space on the program here for you. The hotline's open, Governor. 877-310-9966. I will clear the decks anytime you want to come on. It'll be a fair but engaging conversation. A fair but engaging conversation, Governor. We look forward to having it. And if you'd like some experience with your business that you can't get anywhere else, the Michigan Chamber is here to help. MIChamber.com. MIChamber.com, because there is strength in numbers. And there's nothing like experience when you're running a business. MIChamber.com. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Hi, Margaret. It's Angie. I brought dinner today.
This is the sound of help.
Okay, everyone, story time.
The sound of strengthening communities.
Well, this new insulation really going to save you on utility bills.
The sound of changing lives. Michigan Community Action is a network of agencies helping people achieve greater financial and personal independence through programs such as Head Start Preschools, weatherization, food distribution, and utility assistance. The program, supported by Michigan Community Action, benefit people all over the state. Maybe you've just lost your job and are having trouble making ends meet. Or maybe you're retired and Social Security isn't enough. Whatever your situation, we may be able to help. Visit miaction.org or call 888-75-ACTION to find out more. Helping people. Changing lives. Sponsored by Michigan Community Action and Michigan Broadcasters.
She'll drive. She'll put it up. And yes, it goes! At the buzzer!
As a graduating high school senior, your school sports playing days come to an end. But as you move on, you can still stay in the game by trading in your playing uniform for a new opportunity. High school sports need new officials now more than ever. Officiating is a great way to give back to the game, stay in shape, and it's not a bad way to make part-time money while you're in college. Register online at MHSAA.com and stay in the game. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.